Okay, let's take 1359.
Authorize the restoration of Kelly Days to Portland Fire and Rescue Deputy Chiefs in the Emergency Operations Division.
Commissioner Salzman.
Thank you, Mayor. This is an important tool to provide the chief that will ultimately improve her ability to manage the Bureau, but also to provide reduce the use of overtime. And with that, I'll turn it over to Chief Jansen.
Good morning, Mayor, Commissioners. This ordinance is to provide the Kelly relief days for the Portland Fire and Rescue Deputy Chiefs in emergency operations. A Kelly day is actually a day off provided to all of the firefighters who work on the front lines in emergency operations in order to reduce their assigned work week from 56 hours to 51.69. So Portland Fire and Rescue provided these Kelly days to emergency operations deputy chiefs until fiscal year 2013-14, when it was determined that the Kelly relief days were a negotiated benefit for Local 43 members, to which non-represented employees, such as emergency operations deputy chiefs, weren't entitled. The main reason, excuse me, for the determination was that providing the Kelly relief days required the emergency operations deputy chief's position to be backfilled, resulting in substantial overtime costs. So accordingly, eliminating the Kelly relief days resulted in a budget savings by reducing overtime costs. As a result of this change, the deputy chiefs no longer receive scheduled time off every 13th shift like all of the other firefighters working on the line. But the impact of that was that there wasn't any corresponding change in their pay scale, meaning that the emergency operations deputy chiefs were working more hours, 216 to be exact, for the same rate of pay, effectively decreasing their hourly rate. This also caused a wage compression between the emergency operations deputy chief and the battalion chiefs who report to them, so that there was only a 9 cents an hour differential between those two. Currently, the top step base rate for emergency operations chief, again, is 9 cents more than the battalion chief's, which is only a tenth difference between those two steps. For comparison, the differences between the top steps between the other three ranks within Portland Fire and Rescue are 15% at each step. So the proposal we have restores equity to the personnel, three in total, and restores them to the same schedule as all of the frontline firefighters who they supervise. By using the 40-hour deputy chiefs, 40-hour deputy chiefs to flex their hours and fill the periodic relief shift, the proposal also ensures that we don't incur any overtime costs. So I think it's a very good and sound proposal. So the benefits, it solves multiple problems. It eliminates the wage compression between the deputy chief and the battalion chief ranks. It restores the deputy chiefs to the same schedule they had prior to 2013-14, eliminating the situation from the last few years in which they worked even more hours but were paid the same. It ensures there's no additional overtime, and it provides a management tool for us with some incentive for people at that level then to step up and take on additional workload.
So your explanation makes sense, but how is it that it has neither a positive nor a negative financial effect?
So what we did was we have some 40-hour deputy chiefs. Mm-hmm. They're also non-rep, and we are going to utilize those people on occasion when these Kelly days come up. So again, there are only three members that they're having to cover. It's only every 13th shift. So that's around every, not quite a month and a half time, but approximately that time. And those other non-represented people are going to fill in for them and flex time out of their normal.
Already on a 40-hour week and available.
Yes, they're okay. Just going to flex okay. That time nice. Off.
All right. Get it.
Presumably those people on the 40 hours are doing something else
Correct.
Currently.
Correct. And so there will be some impact, but I believe that we'll be able to manage that internally.
I know you've been doing an excellent job of managing the budget and the staffing overall, which is why you're now proposing to do something which was cited as a cut in previous under our previous administration, so I appreciate that. But we are all quite used to getting paid less per hour than the people that we are directly supervise, our bureau directors, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm presuming that these deputy chiefs don't actually get paid hourly anyway. They're on salary, right?
That is correct. They are not eligible for overtime. So they're already, that's another issue where battalion chiefs receive overtime and the deputy chiefs routinely on a daily basis put in additional hours above and beyond. So this reduction in the Kelly days was really a significant blow to the morale of the employees who are already putting in literally hundreds of extra hours above and beyond that they're not compensated for, and then taking that small incentive and measurement of equity to those positions away was difficult.
Are deputy chiefs eligible for management leave?
No, because that was taken away also because it requires overtime to backfill again.
So in the fire bureau, you do not give your non-represented?
So that was taken away the same time that the Kelly days were taken away because of the fact that management leave for anybody that required overtime was taken away.
Right. So that makes sense then. In effect, we're restoring 3 days where in our bureaus or in my office, I'm allowed to give up to 2 weeks of management leave.
Right.
Yeah. So that makes sense. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Other questions for Chief Janssens? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Anyone want to speak on this item? If not, then let's take a vote, please.
Novick?
I appreciate the explanation because I first read this item. I thought that Kelly Days was a former deputy chief who's being restored to his or her former status. Aye.
Fritz?
Thank you for the explanation. That makes it very clear. Aye.
Saltzman?
I appreciate the chief coming up with this proposal, and I think it will improve morale without incurring additional overtime. Aye.
Anything else?
Thank you. Aye.